Yesterday we started the topic of Baila Bi'ir. So just to review very quickly, the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph that even though generally speaking there is an Isra of Yichud Mida or Raisa with Arayos, and Eishus Ish certainly counts as Arayos, so there's an Isra of an Isra Mida Raisa of Yichud with an Eishus Ish, the Gemara had said that if it's Baila Bi'ir, if her husband is in town, Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud. We are unconcerned with Yichud. So Rashi writes, Ein Choshin La Mishum Yichud. Rashi has that keyword, Lahalkos. That we're not Choshish about giving Malkos in a Yichud situation when it's Baila Be'ir. So yesterday we spent much of the time discussing, does Rashi mean to say, the way Tosfos understood Rashi, that it just means you don't get Malkos when it's Baila Be'ir, but it's still Usur to have Yichud with a woman even when her husband's in town? That Baila Be'ir is not a heter, but it's only a patur from Malkos? That's certainly the way Tosfos understood Rashi, but Tosfos says that doesn't make sense with the rest of the Gemara. Because the Gemara tells a story where Rav Bibi is upstairs and Rav Yosef's wife is downstairs, and Rav Bibi gets all nervous. You better take the ladder away because we can't be accessible to each other. It's going to be a yichud problem. And they said to Rav Bibi, what are you nervous about? Baila Be'ir, it's all okay. So Tosfos said, what do you mean it's all okay? According to Rashi, Baila Be'ir is not a heter. Baila Be'ir is a patur. Those are very different things. Rav Bibi had every right to be nervous. So yesterday we went through two of the interpretations of Rashi, the Bach on the side of the Gemara, in by just adding that one word, the Hachriz, and the Bach on the Tur as well. I wanted to mention to you is perhaps two other interpretations of Rashi. One is the Taz. The Taz on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, rather, in Evna Ezer, Simin Chav Beis, Si'if Katan Zayin. So the Taz writes, it's on page of the packets, if you have the large packets that we had from the beginning of the summer, page 30. V'hadin nakti lahalkoso. The fact that Rashi says lahalkoso, v'lo lemedakti iser yesh. He's not trying to say that there's still an iser of yichud, even if it's by lebi'ir, it's just that you don't get malkus. Divadei lo matzinu chiluk bein iser lemalkus. Says the Taz, Tosos misunderstood Rashi. There is no way that Rashi means that when there's Baila Be'ir, it's still going to be Aser, just so you won't get Malkus. Because if it's Aser, you get Malkus. And if it's not Aser, and if you don't get Malkus, then it must not be Aser. So then why does Rashi emphasize Malkus? He should have just said that it's Mutter. To become Malkum Shish, Iser Yesh Malkus. Whenever there's Iser, there's Malkus, except with one exception. What's the only place where there could be an Iser, but no Malkus? By Inesh's Ish. Why by Inesh's Ish? Because we're afraid, in the world of Yichud I'm talking about, because by Inesh's Ish, we're afraid that if we give her Malkus, there's going to be an effect on the children. Everyone's going to be Motzi Laz on the children that they're Mamzerim. Chutz me Inesh's Ish. But over here, we're not talking about the woman. We're not talking about the Inesh's Ish. We're talking about whether we should give Malkus to the guy who's having Yichud with her. So you're not going to say that we're not going to give the guy Malkus, but it's still Aser for him to have Yichud with her. There's no Svara in the world to say that it should be Aser, but there would be no Malkus for the guy. What Rashi's trying to do by emphasizing the word Lalkoso, Shalotema demairikan min Iser Isha al Baila. That you shouldn't think that when we say that the whole discussion is about whether the woman is going to become usher to her husband or not. That the issue is not whether it's mutter or usher to have yichud. You might have read the Gemara that the whole issue is, will we allow this woman to remain with her husband? That because the words ein choshin give that impression that we're saying, don't worry about the woman's status vis-a-vis her husband. She'll still be allowed to go back to her husband. Because the words ein choshin sound like we're not talking to an individual. Ein choshin is to a group. What group would we be talking to? We'd be talking to the Beis Din. Well, why is it Beis Din's business whether there's an Isser of Yichud or not an Isser of Yichud? That's a personal matter. That's an issue of my personal behavior, whether I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly or not. You don't tell Beis Din that I shouldn't eat this non-kosher piece of meat today. That's my issue. If I'm going to eat that non-kosher piece of meat, I'm violating Avera. If I don't, then I'm not violating Avera. What's in the control of Beis Din? Beis Din can control whether we allow her to go back to her husband, whether we allow them to stay married, or whether we're kofa to give a get. So Ein Choshen gives the impression that we're talking to Beis Din, telling Beis Din that don't worry, you don't have to keep this couple apart from each other. This couple is allowed to stay together. So says Rashi, no. When Rashi says the word Al Kosa, Rashi says, you're right, Ein Choshen is talking to Beis Din, but it's not about the Isser of the woman to her husband in the future. It's about the Yichud. Ein Choshen Mishum Yichud. You know what Beis Din needs to know about this Yichud? That they shouldn't give them Malkus for this Yichud. Why shouldn't you give them Malkus for this Yichud? Because there's no Isser. It's totally mutter. But that's why Rashi says Al Kosa, not to be Medayik, oh, it's only that you don't get Malkus, but it's still an Isser. If there's no Malkus, there's no Isser. That's always the rule. No Malkus, no Isser. The reason Rashi says Lalkoso is to justify why it says Ein Choshen, speaking in the plural, as if we're talking to Beis Din. Dabakal Adam Einos Nal Yichud Lekach Pirish Dekan Lo Kayi Rak Ala Malkus Lo Al Yisrael Baila. So that's why Rashi has to say we're talking about Malkus, we're not talking about Yisrael Baila. El Dekasha May Rabusa De Baila Be'ir HaAfilu Bein Baila Be'ir Ein Malkan Al Yichud Lehotzi Laz Al Baneha. Ah, you may then wonder, well, wait a second. Why do I need her husband to be in town not to give her Malkus? I wouldn't give the woman Malkus anyway. Why wouldn't I give her Malkus anyway? She's an Eshzish. And what's everyone going to say if we give her Malkus? That the kids are Mamzerim. So why do I need Bala Be'ir to tell me not to give her Malkus? So that's the Taz's Kashi. He says, now that I know Pshat and Rashi, I have a Kashi on it. Rashi saying Lalkoso as a way of telling us that Beis Din's business over here is to know not to give them Malkus. So when there's Bala Be'ir, don't give Malkus. But says the Taz, that doesn't make any sense. Because even if Bala is not Be'ir, you wouldn't give Malkus. That would be Motzi Laz on the children. So says the Taz, there is such a thing as an Eishes Ish where there would be no concern of Motzi Laz on the children. Can you come up with a Tziur where you have an Eishes Ish of a case where you have an Eishes Ish and there's no concern of Motzi Laz on children? She can't have or doesn't have children. If there are no kids, what if she's married and there are no kids? So you're going to be worried about Motzi Laz al Banel? No, then Mistama, you would give Malkus. That's what the Gemara is coming up and saying. Bala Be'ir, even if there are no children, you still give Malkus a second. V'nira letaretz, kivan sha'atam yishumotzaz laz, imkein ein p'tor elekashi yesh labanim. So the Ptur is only going to be, she's only going to get out of Malkus if there are kids to worry about. Then we would give Malkus. That's what the Gemara is talking about. There are no children, therefore we should give him and her Malkus. And nevertheless, when it's Bala Be'ir, Ein Lokin. Then the Taz points out that Mori Chami, that his father-in-law, the Bach, tries to distinguish, like we discussed yesterday, between the man and the woman. That maybe for the Motzi Laz, we're just not going to give the woman Malkus, but the man we still give Malkus, and the Taz says, absolutely nothing doing. There's no reason, it's the same Avera, they're in the same place, the same people doing the same Avera, there's no way one of them is going to get Malkus and not the other. It's either they both get Malkus or they both don't get Malkus. We discussed yesterday that you could come up with a very compelling svara why you should be able to split the two, but nevertheless, that's what the Taz says, that there's no reason to distinguish between the two. Yeah.
Why can't you say that the whole Torah of Bala Be'ir only applies to the husband? And the wife is very pushed to get Malkus because
that's part
of Motzi
Laz. Not husband. You mean the guy she's having yichud with?
Yeah. Being a Rashi's Lalkos, so he's saying that this.
Because the Taz thinks there's no reason to ever distinguish between the guy and the girl vis-a-vis Malkus. He's working with that assumption against his father-in-law. Right. That if you're not going to give the woman Malkus because of Motzi Laz, you wouldn't give the man Malkus either.
Yeah, wasn't it Motzi Laz for future children?
Ah, so the Taz is also making another major assumption, which is very questionable. He's assuming that Motzi Laz is only going to be a case where there are already children. And we're going to be Motzi Laz on children who already exist. What if she has a children 8 months later? What a children, a child, or children, 8 months later? Aren't we worried that we Motzi Laz on like 8.5 months after the Yichud, baby's born? Aren't we going to be worried about Motzi Laz on that kid? She may not have children now, but shouldn't we be worried about Motzi Laz on future children also? meaning when the concern is about motzi las al bani, you know, it's like it reminds me a little bit about what the Shach writes in Hilchas Nida in Yeridaya. The halacha is that a woman is not allowed to go to the mikveh during the daytime, because even though strictly speaking, once the 7 days are over of her clean days, the following day on the 8th day she should be allowed to go to the mikveh. But the halacha is that she doesn't go during the day mishum srach bita, because her daughter is going to remember mommy went to the mikveh during the daytime, and the daughter is going to think you can go on the 7th day. So the Shach says, okay, what if she doesn't have any kids yet? So would you still say that mommy's going to, you know, that the daughter's going to think, mommy, no, low plug, you just don't go during the daytime. Srach bita, it's like a general idea. Mostly last of the night, we just don't give malchus to women who are in Eishas Ish. Whether there are children or aren't children, will be children, won't be children, just now we're not going to be motzilas. But the Taz assumes that it's a very practical matter about children who we know to be concerned about. But if you don't have any children in front of us to be concerned about, then you would give malchus. Then you would give malchus for an Eishas Ish and Yichud.
So the Taz is assuming that the motzilas is of the children for, because the woman, the wife was like sleeping around or something?
Right, exactly. Right. Meaning the Taz, which is also a great chiddush, meaning one could have assumed that the motzi laz is only for the future, not for the past children at all. She just had yichud for the first time. As far as we know, she never had yichud with any other man before this. So one might have assumed that the motzi laz is not on her children who already exist, because they were born before she ever had something going on with some other guy. But now that she apparently has this relationship with this other fellow, now future children, maybe we should be worried about being motzi laz on them. No, because the children aren't going to be mamzerim with the pnuya, so it's not, the stakes aren't as high. But so the Taz is a chiddush on many levels. Yeah.
Is there any way to argue with the Taz's point about there should never be any distinction between Isser and Machos?
So what about that point that there would never? Well, he says there is one distinction. That's by Motzi Laz. That's by the Eish Hazish.
Well, I see more fun. I mean, that seems to be a technical.
It's the Malkin al Yichud. What is it? It's Makas Mardus, no?
Yeah.
So, you know, why would, I mean, once you're already dealing with the Malkus Midrabanan, so they're obviously, it's the Pritzos Shabbat that they're punishing.
Right.
So, I don't know. Another possibility, Rav Shach suggests the following possibility. Now, then we'll move on to the main topic of today. Rav Shach suggests the following possibility in Avi Ezri, in Hilchos Yisro. Avi Ezri is a sefer on the Rambam. So Rav Shach was very, very proud of his sefer. He thought that with all of his life's work of being a Rosh Yeshiva in Panovich and all of his politics and everything else, his proudest accomplishment was his sefer. He thought that was going to be what's his ultimate legacy. And it's a very nice sefer, very beautiful sefer, Avi Ezri on the Rambam. So in the Avi Ezri, in Hilchos Yisro Bia, Perek Chaf Beis, Rav Shach develops the following idea to answer Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. He says as follows. He says, we often think of Isra Yichud as an Isra Yichud, but you got to think like a brisket. There are Tzvei Dinim in the Isra Yichud. There are two totally separate issues relating to Yichud. One is an Isser Atmi Mida Oraisa, meaning there is a fundamental Isser, even if there's no Cheshash of Znos, it's not going to lead to anything, no Siyag, nothing you're worried about. Yichud is Aser. That's Yisr Daraisa, Ki Yisischa, Chicha, Ben Imecha, Vichi Ben Emesis, Ben Avenu Mesis, Ben Mesiachin Emimo, Venu Mesiachin Mechal Raisha B'Torah. Right? That's an Isser Atmi, it's a straight Isser of Yichud, and that's an end to itself. It's not about what it might lead to. That's the Yisr Daraisa of Yichud. Then he says, a second in, is that there are Yisurim Midrabanan Mishum Chashash Znos. The Rabbanan added a whole bunch of other Isurim because they were concerned that there might be Znus. Shtei Nashim, two women and one man, the Mishnah says is Aser. Why is two women and one man Aser? That's not Yichud Araisa. The Yichud Araisa is only one man and one woman. Because they were concerned that even with two women and one man, there's going to be Chashash Znus. So it's not the Yisra Atzmi. It's not Yichud from with wearing your Torah glasses, wearing your Daraisa glasses from a Torah perspective. It's not Yichud, but it's a concern of Znus. Or, for example, Yichud Pnuya. A single girl is not Yichud from a Torah perspective because it's not a Rayos. But it's Chashash Znus. It's Chashash Pritzus. and we certainly want to avoid pritzas. Makas mardus that we give, anytime we're going to give malkus on yichud, it's not going to be for the yisur atzmi mida oraisa, because it happens to be it's not a los asay in the Torah, and we only give malkus mida oraisa on a los asay in the Torah. The makas mardus is for the pritzus, it's for that second din. The makas mardus is for chshash znus, it's for the pritzus of yichud. What does Baal HaBe'ir solve? Does Baal HaBe'ir solve problem number one of Yichud, the Isser Daoraisa, the Isser Atzmi, the own independent Isser called Yichud Midaraisa? Or does Baal HaBe'ir solve a chashash, znus, that don't worry, if the husband's in town, there's not going to be any znus? Number two, right? Baal HaBe'ir would seem not to solve the Isser Atzmi, meaning you're in a room alone with her, the woman, the man are in a room alone together, the door's locked, who cares where the husband is? They're doing the Isser Yichud Midaraisa. They're not going to have Znus. I don't care. The Isser Daraisa isn't concerned whether they will have Znus, they won't have Znus. The Isser Daraisa is don't have Yichud. But the Chshas Znus Shabo, the Isser Drabanan Shabo, that this is a pretzels that's going to lead to Znus, well, that by Labi'ir is going to solve. Don't worry, it's not going to lead to Znus. We give Malkus for the Isser Drabanan. Baal HaBe'ir solves the Isser D'Rabbanan. So therefore, says Rashi, Baal HaBe'ir, you're not going to get Ein Choshin LaHalkosa. What are you not going to do? You're not going to give Malkus. Is it Mutter? No, can't be Mutter. Why not? Because you're still violating what? The Isser D'Raisa. Just a second. You're still violating the Isser D'Raisa. Right? What about Tosas Kasher, Rav Bibi? Rav Bibi, you're upstairs, she's downstairs. What are you worried about? Baal HaBe'ir. So Tosas says, what do you mean, what is he worried about? He doesn't want to violate the Isser D'Oraisa. If he's upstairs and she's downstairs, are they violating the Isser D'Oraisa? What's the Isser D'Oraisa? Don't be in a room together. He's upstairs, she's downstairs, they're not violating the Isser D'Oraisa. What was Rav Bibi worried about violating? Achshash Znus. So they said to Rav Bibi, don't worry about the chshash nus. Isser D'Oraisa you solved already. You're upstairs, she's downstairs. You're worried about a chshash nus, that it's still too accessible, too close. You can still access each other. Baal HaBe'ir. Now you don't have to worry about that anymore. And that's the answer to Tosas Kasha and Rashi. Right? Tosas is asking Rashi, how could they try to comfort Rav Bibi? Don't worry, Baal HaBe'ir, it's okay. If according to Rashi, Baal HaBe'ir is still Aser. Yeah, you know when Rashi will say Baal HaBe'ir is still Aser? If you're actually in the same room together and you're doing the Isser D'Oraisa of Yichud. But if you're not doing the Isser D'Oraisa of Yichud, so the only concern is Chashash Nus, and Baal HaBe'ir solves that problem. Now, yeah.
Isn't the whole Isser D'Oraisa because
the question is going to
happen?
So he's assuming the Isser D'Oraisa is an Isser Atzmi. It's its own independent Isser. That the Torah says it's us. So what's the Isser of eating the veils and trefas? That the Torah says that it's us. Ki yisischa achicha ben imecha. Right? We don't have, there's no... To forget the whole siyag d'oraisa shir. Everything we said Wednesday night. What?
It's not appropriate, that's why...
Don't actually forget it. Just for now, forget it.
It's not appropriate,
that's why it's us. Why it's us? I don't know, you have to consult the Sefer HaChinuch and the Ram Mar Nevuchim, but that's not our business. The whys are not our business, the whats are our business. Not again. Why is the Drabban Nasser? That's Prisus.
I mean, it's
just an Isser. Same reason you're not allowed to wear shatins. Ribbono Shalom said so. That's it. It's its own independent Isser. Now Chaznish has, yeah?
Why can't we say that there was a Chashash was
that would be a violation of the Isser Atzmi, but of the actual Isser D'Oraisa, right? But right now, he's not in violation of the Isser D'Oraisa, so you're making your own Isser D'Rabbanan, lest you come to violate the Isser D'Oraisa. And that's exactly the point, meaning, yeah, that's the Isser D'Rabbanan. The Isser D'Rabbanan is to be maybe in a position where it's so easy to violate the Isser D'Oraisa. But you're not yet there.
If he would go downstairs,
then Ein Hachinami. But right now, he's not downstairs, he's upstairs. Now, the Chazanish has two problems with this. Yeah?
Yeah, I was thinking about saying we're talking about maybe how to argue with the Taz in saying that the Makos and Isra are always connected. So maybe there's two dinim, but one din is that is the subjective element of it, or whether there's a whether there's going to be a severe chance.
Any reasonable chash,
right?
Yeah.
And the second din is a subjective thing, whether objectively man and woman are living together.
An objective thing.
Objective, yeah, yeah. Objective, right? And so well, I don't see why you can't say both those are, and then the makos is nobeah from the subjective, and the isser is nobeah from the objective.
But the malchus is, I mean, according to what
he's
saying, very similar to what Rav Shach is
saying. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Why can't you say that to the makos?
So he's saying, according to Rav Shach, right? I mean, the Rav Shach would be against the Taz L'chari, then, right?
Yeah, but also, why can't it be that the Rabbanan is instituting based on like they're defining what would be the derais isser v'ichad? I mean, they're just like.
I don't think anyone assumes that all the Darabban, meaning the Darabbanans, take on the status of a Daraisa. No, this is not la Torah al Chachamim kind of thing.
Why is the fact that
Makas and
Mardis means that it has to be the Chashash that there's no has to be Darabbanan, that there's no element of Chashash and no should be Daraisa?
No, it doesn't have to be that way, but that's what he's suggesting. I don't think it has to be that way. You could say that that like we were saying, siyag d'oraisa, that this is clearly about a chashash znos, and that's why the shir yichud is the amount of time that it would take to have znos, and come on, that's got to be what it's about, right? Meaning, logically, that would make sense that that's what it's about. So you don't have to, you certainly don't have to say this, right?
It's kind of conceivable that they're taking the spirit of what the d'oraisa is, and maybe the d'oraisa doesn't.
Right, meaning that spirit is there on a Daraisa level.
Right.
Entirely conceivable, but likely. It's just not what Rav Shach says, but it's very, very likely. The Chazon Ish has two problems with this Chiddush of Rav Shach. Problem number one, says Chazon Ish, the Rambam in Perek Chav Beis Halacha Aleph and the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chav Beis Sif Aleph, how do they both start? They start by describing the Yisr Yichud Min HaTorah, right? We saw this several times already. Like, for example, Shulchan Aruch. Asur lis yached im erva mei ha'arayos. That's the Yisur Yichud min HaTorah. What's the very next words of the Shulchan Aruch? Bein zekena bein yalda. Shedavar zeh gorim legalos erva. You know why it's asur? Because it's going to lead to znus. Shulchan Aruch is describing the Yisur min HaTorah. According to the to Rav Shach, not the Shach, according to Rav Shach, the reason for the Yisur D'oraisa is not that Shedavar Zeh Gorim Legalo Serva. It's just its own Yisur. It's the same reason you're not allowed to wear Shatnis, because Ribbono Shel Olam said so. There's nothing to do with Davar Zeh Gorim Legalo Serva. But Davka, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch both point out that the Yisur D'oraisa is because of this, which is uncharacteristic of the Shulchan Aruch. To actually give the reason for the Yisur D'oraisa. The truth is, Rav Shach could say, of course that's the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch as quoted from the Rambam. I'm not trying to explain the Shitas of Rambam. I'm trying to explain to you Shitas Rashi. And maybe it's a Machlokas. So that's not the biggest Hasaga on Rav Shach, yeah? So we had that whole discussion what the Rama means.
Right.
Yeah, but let's assume that what he meant is that it's really Midor Reis, huh?
I think if you could say he's assuming it is Midor
Rana. Ah, but not the
Shulchan
Aruch. Not the Shulchan Aruch, right. Ah, meaning for the Rambam you could say, yeah, can you even say it for the Shulchan Aruch? Yeah, Shulchan Aruch pretty much just quotes the Lashon of the Rambam. I mean, if you're going to say that when the Rambam says Midivrei Kabbalah, he really means that the Yisur of Yichud is Midrabanan, so then there's no kasha to ask why the Rambam says that, but it just highlights the point that Rav Shach's whole vart is only within those who say not like the Rambam. The other problem that the Chazon Ish raises with Rav Shach is that the Mishnah said lo yisyachidim shtei nashim, right? The Mishnah in Peyam Bey said you're not allowed to have Yichud with two women. Which Yisur is that according to Rav Shach? Not having yichud with two women?
Yes.
That's the Durabana. Most Rishonim assume with two women is only Durabana. There is a day in Rishonim that holds that that even with two women is Daraisa. Most Rishonim assume with two women is Durabana. And then the Gemara goes on to say, Minahani Mili, how do I know this is sort of yichud? And the Gemara says, Ki Sisra Chicha Ben Imecha. What's the Gemara answering? How do I know the Yisr of Yichud? Midaraisa. So he says the Minah and Emili doesn't match. If these are two totally separate Yisrim that have nothing to do with each other, the Yisr of Yichud Minah Torah has nothing to do with Pritzus, and the Yisr of Yichud Midrabanan is purely a din of Pritzus. The Minah and Emili is going on a Mishnah which is describing Yichud Midrabanan and gives an answer about Yichud Midaraisa, which has nothing to do with the Yichud Midrabanan. So Chazanish says, I don't see the connection. It could be that Rav Shach assumes that Beis Nashim is Daraisa. There are Shitos and Rishonim that even with two women is Daraisa. There's a raya like that from the beginning of Maseches Nida. Some of the Rishonim Ramban at the beginning of Nida assumes that way. Even with Beis Nashim is Daraisa. Okay, but I don't want to get so caught up in that. I did want to leave a little time to discuss the main point of what we're supposed to discuss today. Baila Bi'ir. Why is it when the husband's in town? Okay, new thing. So if I lost you at some point in there, start again. Baila Bi'ir. Why is it that when the husband's in town, you don't have to worry about Yichud? So says Rashi, probably what most of us would have thought. Demistafi mi bal hashta asi. Rashi pe'al from Ralph Tibur Maskul Baila Bi'ir. Demistafi mi bal. She's afraid from the husband. Hashta asi. I don't want to get caught. He might come right now. Now let me ask you something. And if he comes right now, what's she afraid he's going to catch? Bia or Yichud? Is she afraid that the husband's going to walk in? She's not going to have Bia because the husband's going to walk in and say, what are you, going to be like, see her cheating on him? Or is she even afraid that the husband's going to walk in a Yichud, on a Yichud? And the husband's going to, what are you doing alone with this man? So, Pashtus, now what would you say? What would you think? Mm-hmm. Bia, right? The whole Isra of Yichud is because we're afraid they're going to have Bia. Don't worry, by the Bia, they're not going to have Bia because she knows that the husband might come in, yeah?
We're not having Bia because we're saying that.
She's still having the Yichud, right? He's still going to catch her. She's not afraid of that. Good. So keep that in the back of your mind that the Pashtut reading over here would seem to be Bia. It seems that a lot of posts can assume not that way. So let's just hold that. The Rambam in Halachi Yud Beis, Perek Chaf Beis Halachi Yud Beis, seems to say a little different than Rashi. Now he doesn't say it explicitly, but this is the way all the Achronim are medayik from the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, Halachi Yud Beis, Eishas Isha Yabayla Bi'ir, Eino Choshesh Li Yichud, Mipnei, because She Eimas Baila Aleha. So what does it mean, Eimas Baila Aleha? So the way the Achronim understand it is, she's not afraid he's going to walk in. He's not coming in. He's not walking in. There's no reasonable possibility that he's going to walk in. But when the husband's in town, she feels his presence, so to speak. She has a certain emotion, a certain something in the back of her mind that's not going to allow her to sin when she feels the husband's proximity. Good. That's how they understand the Rambam. So pretty much every machlokas you have about Baila Bi'ir is going to connect back to this machlokas, and we'll see what the difference is by illustration. There is a comment from Moshe has. Let's say the husband's in the city, but he's far away. They live in they live somewhere in New York City, let's say in Brooklyn, and the husband has to take a train to Manhattan that takes him an hour to get there, an hour to get back. So they're in New York City. Everyone's in New York City. But it's an hour trip there, an hour trip back, and he's not his own boss. He works for a company where he's got to work 9 to 5, and he's never allowed off in the middle of the day. He has never left on that train, gotten on that train, and then come back at any point less than 8 hours later. So he's not coming. Would there be a heter of Baila Bi'ir? So the Chor, according to Rashi, Davar Pashut that what? No heter of Baila Bi'ir. She's not afraid he's coming home. He never does. He can't. He's on that train that's not going to stop for another hour to go, and then he's going to take another hour to get back, even if he wanted to come home. So there would be no heter Baila Bi'ir. But according to the Rambam, Eimas Baila Aleha, knowing that her husband, sometimes, just knowing that someone's around is a different feeling, even if you don't see them. When my kids are in Camp Cayley, for several of them, I don't see them the whole summer. They don't say hello. They don't, they just like, they do, but they will never, ever get homesick. because they know that I'm here, and also because they don't like me that much. But they will never get homesick, because you can't get homesick if your parents are right there. You may never talk to you. Maybe a teenager who, when you come home from school and your mother says to you, "How was school today?" "Fine." And you run to your room and you close the door and you don't even speak to her. But you're not gonna. So what difference does it make if you're in camp, you're in Israel, you're home? But there's a certain feeling of longing that you'll have when you're not in close proximity. The Rambam says Emes Ba'ilele is a feeling of the comfort or the concern or whatever you want to call it of the presence of the husband. By virtue of the fact that he's there. He may be a brain surgeon who just called her a second ago and said, "I'm going into surgery, I'm not going to be out for 12 hours. So she knows he's not coming home, but he's there, he's in the hospital, I know exactly where he is. And that's Emes Ba'ilele. So it would seem that that would be enough kamina between Rashi and the Rambam. Now, it's interesting that in Shulchan Aruch it doesn't seem to really come to a definitive conclusion on this machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. Right, where's the halach in Shulchan Aruch? The halach is, where is it? Yeah, Sivches. Isha Shabala Bi'ir, Ein Choshen, oh, actually, no, he does. He quotes the Rambam. Ein Choshen L'Siachir Ima, Mipnei She'emas Ba'ila Aleha, because Emes Ba'ila Aleha. Now, it's interesting, even though the Shulchan Aruch does come to that conclusion, when contemporary poskim were asked, what if your husband's not coming, the husband's not coming back anytime soon? So Rav Moshe, Nigrus Moshe, Os Zayin, in that big Yichud Tshuva, says that if the husband is in the city, but he's very far away, then it is a problem of Yichud. Sounds like Rashi. The concern is that he might show up. Whereas the Chazon Ish, quoted in the Sefer Dvar Halacha, Hilchos Yichud, assumes that if the husband can't show up, that even if the husband can't show up, there's still a heter of Bala Bi'ir. Because she knows he's there, and that's enough. So it sounds like Rav Moshe goes like Rashi's understanding, and the Chazon Ish goes like the Rambam. That's very hard to say that, because Rav Moshe is not going to pass him against the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah?
Nervous about that. Besides the fact,
it means that she can't bring herself to cheat on him when he's so close.
Only when he's so close? Meaning,
yeah. Meaning that she feels his presence right there. It's ki'ilu, she feels he's looking at her. So she can't bring herself to do it. That's the way some understand the Rambam. Now Rav Moshe obviously didn't understand it that way. Because Rav Moshe keeps saying, is he going to be home? If he's not going to be home, then there's no heter by Levi'ir. So Moshe is very practical. And that's why, since Rav Moshe views this from a purely practical perspective, that explains a lot of the other Pesachim of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe in Osei understands that Pesach Pasuach, L'Rosh Hashanah, the other Heter the Gemara says, only works if there's a legitimate chance that someone might come in. But let's say you live in an area where you can open the door but no one's coming in, then there's no Heter of Pesach Pasuach. It's got to be a reasonable chance. Why? Because Rav Moshe is worried about practically. Are you really alone or you're not really alone? So Pesach Pasuach is not about a mood, an ambiance, a feeling, psychology. Are you alone? That's Rav Moshe's perspective. Chazon Ish holds. Pesach Pasuach, even if you know nobody's coming in, it's mutter. Why? Because you behave differently when the door's open than when the door's closed. Ain't nobody's there. When you're home and no one else is home, you close the door when you go to the bathroom? Yes, hopefully. Right? Why? Why do people close the door when they go to the bathroom and nobody's home? No one's there. People still do that. Because there's a different feeling when the door's open, when the door's closed. You know that nobody's coming. It's just different. So the Chazon Ish says, it's about the feeling, it's about the psychology. When the door is open, people don't do these things when the door is open. Even though you know nobody's coming in. Whereas Rav Moshe says, don't give me psychology. Is someone coming in or is nobody coming in? And that's why Rav Moshe holds a wild chiddush that still is difficult to explain, but at least gives a little bit of time. Did you see Rav Moshe Osei? For those who didn't see it, it's like Os Dalet, I mean. It's like too crazy to believe if you don't see it. in on page 38 of your packets. B'Pesach Pesuach L'Rishus HaRabim, says Rav Moshe, K'var bi'arti da'afilu nu'ula hadeles k'derech kol adalosos, sh'derech kulei alma b'krachim linol mi b'fnim mitzad shmira. For security purposes, if you live in a big city, you lock your doors. So can you have your door locked and still be called Pesach Pesuach L'Rishus HaRabim? So what would we say? Of course not. If the door is locked, the door is closed, obviously. There's no way that could be called Pesach Pesuach. Kiven shederech kuli alma, dikesh shomin misha nokef al adela, so shemitzaltzel al pa'amon, shenasa lekach, ba misha bifnim v'shoel mihu. Since it's the derech of the whole world that when someone knocks on the door or rings the doorbell, you go to the door and you say, who is it? And when you hear that it's someone that you know who it is, even if you don't know who it is, you know, they just identify themselves. Verizon, okay, I guess. Poseach, what do? You open the door. As long as you realize that, you know, as long as the person doesn't say axe murderer, so you open the door when they identify themselves. So leka isu yichud. So he says, therefore, there's not going to be an isu yichud, even if the door is locked. Because if you're home and someone knocks, you have to answer it.
That's going to the
chavadish. No, this is Rav Moshe talking. Says Rav Moshe, you got to answer it. So if you have to answer, practically you're not alone, because practically you're going to have to let someone in. You can't not answer the door when someone knocks. So yeah, that's the strange part about Rav Moshe. Why not? I mean, people do it all the time. They just pretend they're not home, and they don't answer the door. Certainly, if they're in a matzav where you don't want someone to see what you're doing, so certainly they're not going to answer the door. They're with a woman or whatever that they're not supposed to be with. They're not going to answer. Oh, but he's knocking, you know, like. So that's why Rav Moshe is a very, very big chiddush. But there's only makom for his chiddush if you assume l'chora that it's about practically. Are you going to be alone? Well, practically, you're going to have to open the door. Well, then you're going to have to open the door. But if you assume, like Chazon Ish, that when the door is locked, you feel a certain psychology of privacy with a locked door. It doesn't matter whether someone's coming in, not coming in. Psychologically, it does something to you when the door is closed, and it's different when the door is open. You don't feel a sense of privacy when the door is open. You feel it when the door is closed. So when the door is closed, then that's it. It's not Pesach Pesuach, according to the Chazon Ish. So the Chora, Rav Moshe, and the Chaznish are l'shitasa. Yeah. No, because he says Rubidinchi, as long as it's anybody, it doesn't have to be husband. He's not even talking about Balabir. It's not about Pesach Pesuach Shusham. Husband's out of town, or there's no husband. It's a single guy, single girl. Right? It's Pesach Pesuach Shusham. He's talking about a separate hat. Yeah.
And that one doesn't say the imas Balav. It doesn't say the Balabir. It doesn't say the Pesach Pesuach.
Right. Oh, so why are we connecting that to Pesach Pesuach? So says Rabbi Eisenstein from Netiv Aryeh, Chaim Eisenstein. He says, remember we said yesterday how the Gemara is structured in a funny way? The Gemara tells us the halacha of Balabir. Then the Gemara tells us the halacha of Pesach Pesuach. Then the Gemara tells a story about Rav Bibi and Rav Yosef, which is about Balabir. So he says, Bein l'Rav Moshe, Bein l'Chazon Ish. They must be assuming, they're assuming that the yisod of the din is the same. That Pesach Pesuach is the same yisod as Baal HaBe'ir, and therefore Rav Moshe will say, the same way Baal HaBe'ir is a practical issue, Pesach Pesuach is a practical issue. And the Chazon Ish will say, the same way Baal HaBe'ir is a psychological issue, Pesach Pesuach is a psychological issue. And mainly that's what the Gemara is doing. The Gemara is sticking Pesach Pesuach right in the middle of the discussion of Baal HaBe'ir to let you know that be yisodam, they're the same din. That they're all about the same thing.
The Rambam still says it specifically only by one thing. He doesn't say it at all. If he had said it like...
Because it's not... You wouldn't say Amos Baila Aleha on Pesach Pesuach. It's not about the Baal.
It's I'm kosher, somebody will walk in.
Well, what that's what... Meaning Pesach Pesuach Lushus Rabim is Pesach Pesuach Lushus Rabim. That you're worried that... Meaning that that's the natural... Right, what does the Rambam say? Does he say anything by Pesach Pesuach Lushus Rabim? It's the same halacha, right? So he puts it in the same halacha. That's first of all. Yeah, he doesn't give a svara. So you don't have to worry about yichud. So if you sold them, they're the same din. Right? So Bein L'chazir, whichever din you hold it is, whether you hold it's a din in psychology or whether you hold it's a din in practicality, that will explain the Seder HaDvarim in the Gemara. Now, one could argue with this whole connection, though. We discussed yesterday, we're going to discuss more tomorrow, that there are perhaps two different ways that you can get around Yichud. One way to get around Yichud is don't do Yichud, meaning don't be in a situation that can be described as Yichud. And the other way to get around Yichud is, even though you're in a situation that's described as Yichud, do it with a heter. Be Yichud with a heter. Bala Be'ir, you're alone in a room with a married woman, the door is locked. Are you in a situation that can accurately be described as Yichud? Yes. But what do you have? A heter of Bala Be'ir. You are doing Yichud, definitely, but you're not doing the Isra of Yichud because you have the heter called Bala Be'ir. Pesach Pasuach L'Rosh HaRabim. Would you say that you are doing Yichud, but you have a heter that the door is open? Or would you say that, no, that's like being in Times Square? The whole point of having a Pesach Pasuach L'Rosh HaRabim is that I'm not in a private, alone room with this woman. I'm in the middle of Times Square. That's what Pesach Pasuach L'Rosh HaRabim does. It's not a heter of Yichud, it's not Yichud! If you assume that Pesach Pasuach L'Rosh HaRabim, and this is going to be the main Chakir in Pesach Pasuach, which is our next sugya, if you assume Pesach Pasuach is that you are B'Yichud, it's just a heter, so then you could see that B'Yisod Dinam, they're going to be the same. Bala Be'ir and Pesach Pasuach L'Rosh HaRabim, they're both situations where it's Yichud, but you have a heter. But if you assume Pesach Pasuach L'Rosh HaRabim is like being in Times Square, it's not a heter, it's just not Yichud. Very hard to say that B'Yisod Dinam, they're the same din. They're fundamentally entirely different. Oh, that would be an indication. It would certainly be an indication. Many nafkaminas. One of them I was just thinking, Rav Shachter spoke about when he was talking about Bala Be'ir. He said, you know, we have to speak to the psychologists and do studies and figure out whether you still have this concern of Amos Bala Aleha. Does a woman still have that same fear of her husband? Does she still have Amos Bala Aleha? L'chor, it's totally in this machlokas, right? Let's say the psychologists were to do studies and they would say, you know what, the role of man and woman in marriage is so different nowadays than it used to be, that there's no Amos Baila. I mean, we don't assume a man has Amos Ishto Alav in Halacha. There are some posts that assume that way, because when it says Ishto Imo, the Mishnah says Ishto Imo, some of the Achronim say that's the same thing as Baila Be'ir. But Rav Moshe says, and most others say, it's not the same thing. How do I know it's not the same thing? Because it never says Ishto Be'ir. It says Ishto Imo. So apparently there is no idea of Amos Ishto Alav. But there's Amos Bailalel. Let's say psychologists were to tell us, guess what? There's no Amos Bailalel anymore. Men are more afraid of their wives than wives are of their husbands. So if you hold like Chaznish, like the Rambams, then maybe the halacha would change. This is all about a psychological reality. But if you hold like Rav Moshe / Rashi, and he can walk in at any time, that's the concern. Practically, he might be here any minute. So then, l'chora, it doesn't matter what the psychology is, whether she has Ema or no Ema, but he can walk in, and she knows that, and she doesn't want to get caught. Many nafkaminas between the Rambam and Rashi. Let's say the Bala Be'ir. But the husband has no idea where they are. She went somewhere else with the guy. So if you hold like Rashi, it's a practical concern. The husband might walk in. How's he going to guess? New York City, thousands, millions of housing units in New York City. How is he going to guess where she is? But if you say like the Rambam, Amos Baila Aleha, that it's just the sense that he's around, then maybe it would be mutter. The husband is blind. So he's going to walk in. And all you got to do is tell the guy to be quiet. Right? So if it's a concern of Amos Baila Aleha, like the Rambam, she's still concerned. It's just she feels like he's there. But if it's practically that they're going to get caught, they're not going to get caught because he can't catch them. We said if she knows the husband is coming home. So here's the thing. The post can discuss what if the husband gave her permission to be alone with the guy. So this is where it gets tricky. If you look in Rav Moshe, in Oschaf Aleph, and the Pisri Truvin Sivkat and Zayin. If the husband said it's okay for you to be alone with this guy, he knows. She says to the husband, you know what, the plumber's coming today. So he knows that that the plumber's going to be there. He has no problem with that. He said it's okay. He wants the plumber to be there. He wants the plumber to fix whatever problem they have. Do you still have the heter of Baila Be'ir? So what's the makom for such a discussion? I mean, the way we read it before, of course you have the heter of Baila Be'ir. Why, of course, do you have the heter of Baila Be'ir? What's the concern of Baila Be'ir? If they're going to be having Bia, the husband will come and catch them. So she's not going to have Bia. But if you assume the heter of Baila Be'ir is that the husband's going to come home, and when he sees the yichud, he's going to be upset and concerned and more discerning about what's really going on over here. Well, then, if he's expecting her to be alone and he told her to be alone with somebody, then you wouldn't have the heter of Baila Be'ir. Because if he comes home and he sees the plumber, he's not going to be nervous, suspicious, more discerning, start looking into anything. The poskim seem to assume, Pesachei Tshuva of Moshe seem to assume that Baila Be'ir is a heter because she'd be embarrassed to be having yichud with him, not just bia, which I thought was very strange. I didn't think that was the pashtus, because if she'd be embarrassed to be having yichud with him, then what's she doing? So don't have yichud with him, but she's having yichud with him. Yeah.
Would this be very difficult for a shaf, which is that yichud itself is an iser? Then how can you permit your wife to have yichud? Is that up to you?
Why does Baila Be'ir help?
Yeah, nothing.
Right. Baila Be'ir shouldn't help on the Daraisa if it has nothing to do with the Svara. Yeah, that's a good kasha. It's a very strong kasha. Yeah. I don't know. What I wanted to discuss, and the thing I gave you out now that we didn't get to yet, that maybe we'll start with tomorrow. Thursday? Right? No shiur tomorrow, so Thursday. So maybe we'll do that. I just introduce it to you for a second. Is what if the woman has no idea that her husband's in town, but the guy that she's having yichud with knows very well that the husband's in town? So is that a heter of Baila Be'ir? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Hey, maybe I'll give you a photocopy of that also, discusses that. He has a very interesting take on it. So my brother has an interesting chiddush in Lifnei Iver based on that. And I want to take issue with what my brother says. So, Hashem, maybe tomorrow we'll talk about that case, and then we'll move on to Libo Gaspa. Whatever. Next time we have Shira, we'll talk about that, and then we'll move on to Libo Gaspa.